Hello, this is Dr. Xenia Goldberg, examining endoscopy report on Matthias Silva, date of birth 12/16/2000, date of procedure April 23rd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Xenia Goldberg, your referring physicians, Dr. Lydia Sanchez. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is blood in the stool. Description of procedure, informed consent obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or else to the patient, period. Vision is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position. Today is for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care, period, as visual rectal exam was normal. A well-lubricated limb studio colonoscope is introduced to the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is confirmed by the presence of the penicillar facility, cecal lab, and confluence of folds, period. The terminal ion was intubated and evaluated, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, segment colon, the rectum. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum, period. Blast spot prep score was poor. Rate is a 5, 1-2-2, period. The patient tried to procedure well without any complications findings. Boston Bell Prep score was graded as a 5, 1-2-2 with sticky adherent stool that was unable to be washed off. There was no evidence of any large masses or polyps noted. However, smaller and flat polyps could have been missed in this prep period. There was a diminutive sigmoid colon cell polyp and one cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was sigmoid colon erythema and friability. Biopsies were obtained. From 15 to 20 centimeters from the anal verge for further evaluation. Next line, there was evidence of rectal erythema and friability. Common biopsies were obtained in the rectum for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there were 3 diminutive rectal sessile polyps and cold biopsy polypectomy just above the dentate line. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids on retroflexion that were friable. There was a small amount of bleeding noted upon insertion of the scope and after digital rectal exam, which ceased at the end of the procedure. Next line, no evidence of any external skin tags or fissures noted. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in the next 2 to 3 months given the poor prep. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll send in anusol suppository to be used for 7 days. Recommend nightly use. Next line, consider hemorrhoidal banding in the office. Next line, keep stool soft with over-the-counter and Metamucil daily. Next line. Recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake. Please go back to the portion where we talked about repeating the colonoscopy and add. We'll need 2-day prep for the subsequent procedure. Thank you.